Support for WXXI Digital Media comes from our members and from Tompkins Bank of Castile, proud sponsor of the WXXI Business Report. Tompkins Bank of Castile is a local community bank providing financial services to Western New York since 1869. More online at bankofcastile.com.
It's time for the WXXI Business Report. Randy Gorman is here and starting off with news about a well-known mall restaurant closing in Victor.
It must be well-known, Juan, because we got a lot of comments on the social media when we put up the story yesterday. It is Biagi's Ristorante Italiano, I practice saying that, and that is over at Eastview Mall in Victor. That's been there for nearly 15 years now. We got a statement from the mall management, Wilmerite, Senior VP for Leasing and Development, Dennis Wilmot, telling us that when Biagi's first came to Eastview about 15 years ago, it was the first restaurant for that company in New York. They are actually based in the Midwest, I believe in the Illinois area, and they, according to him, was looking at that as a potential springboard for more locations in the Northeast. He says he thinks the geographic location of Eastview being away from all their other restaurants, because most of the others are in several states in the Midwest and also toward the South, is probably one reason why they decided they want to move on. The lease is ending there. Latest numbers from the monthly survey on small business job growth and wages out from paychecks. I spoke with CEO Marty Musi late last week. He says the U.S. economy still showing moderate job growth among small and medium-sized businesses. He says that the growth is a bit down from where it was, but still doing pretty well. Musi telling me that more than half of the businesses in the U.S. do want to hire employees, but with a lower unemployment rate, it's not easy for them to find workers.
Unemployment's at an all-time, pretty much at least a 17-year low rate. For 5 months now at 4.1%, unemployment's being low, it's hard to find those qualified workers. Small businesses don't always have the recruiting power and the benefit packages and so forth to recruit, really tough to find workers.
In terms of wage growth, Musi says the latest numbers show about a 2.7% increase in wages. Again, that's been a pretty good level where it's been in recent months. Sun Common New York rebranding itself, local solar energy firm, now to be known as Green Spark Solar. They say that will help them reinvigorate that brand and the startup mentality they want to have for that 16-year-old company. And the Hillside family of agencies saying a happy retirement to their longtime CEO, Dennis Richardson. He's been there for 24 years. He will step down at the end of June. During his tenure there, Hillside has grown from a $30 million organization to an annual budget of about $160 million. Of course, they serve youth throughout Western and Central New York.
Juan? All right. That's the WXXI Business Report. You hear every Monday at around this time. Randy, thank you very much.
Okay.